And we are back, Black and a Half, episode number 131. My name is Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is, or this episode is, a Black and a Half reviews edition. I've got two movie reviews for you today. Just doing the two reviews. That's it for today. The first one is new movie on Netflix. It's a winner from a Sundance Best Director choice. It's called 40-Year-Old Version. Yes, it's a play on words. 40-Year-Old Version, not the old comedy, not the Steve Carell comedy. It's a different one, starring Rada Blank, written and directed by, actually. And the second movie, in the spirit of the holidays, a new Netflix film, Vampires vs. the Bronx. Yes, so those are the two. So again, it's a Black and a Half Reviews edition. If these are movies that you want to hear reviews on, feel free, please listen to the episode. Please go like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are. Please do those things. If you want to wait to listen to hear what I have to say about those movies later, go ahead and skip to the next episode or go back to one of our old favorites, right? Because this one is all about reviewing those movies. Big thank you to all our supporters out there, especially our Inner Circle Patreon members, Tara Widener, Keith Nagel, Stefan Ward. Thank you so much for supporting the show, making this happen, making our adventures happen. We're shooting a 48-hour film festival coming up, and that's pretty excited about that. And that's because of listeners like you that make things like those possible. You'd have perks. We'd have a private screening for you guys if we could. We can't. But we would do it if we could. But you don't have to be like them. You could also just be a regular member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners. We got some of those. Go ahead, for just starting at $1. $1 is the entry level. You can become a part member of that League of Extraordinary Listeners. Go to patreon.com/blackandahalf. That's patreon.com/blackandahalf. And become one of those listeners. And of course, like I said before, go to iTunes and leaving a review helps so much other people find this show. Then appreciate that. Appreciate all the support you give. Today's episode brought to you also by Silas at Skyline Properties. If you're in the Seattle, Washington area looking to buy or sell a home, please go to silasgetsreal.com or email silas@silasgetsreal.com. And also, actually, if you're a new home buyer, you can listen to the sister podcast that I host, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. That's available wherever you get your podcasts. Go ahead and listen to that. You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. And if you're listening nationally and you're still looking to buy a home, I can refer you to wonderful agents as well. So that's it. That's the ads for today. That's the tax write-off. Okay. So, here we are. Black and a Half Reviews, Vampires versus the Bronx, and 40-Year-Old Version coming up right after this wonderful theme song from that was written originally by Aileen Perron.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by.
Join us. Impressive.
And here I am back again. I love jamming to that tune. That's wonderful. Hey, so I want to talk first about Vampires versus the Bronx, because that came out first. It's a comedy horror, which you should be able to tell by the title, right? Just dropped new on Netflix. It's PG-13, 1 hour and 26 minutes, written and directed by Osmani Rodriguez. Okay. The cast, Jaden Michael, Gerald W. Jones, Gregory Diaz, Sarah Gaydon, and Cliff Method Man Smith. Now, a lot of the cast is young people, so you probably haven't heard of them. It's, Method Man's obviously not a young people, but young cast, you get to see. The story is a group of young friends from the Bronx fight to save their neighborhood from gentrification and vampires. I love a good comedy horror. Like, I'm not really into gore horror. I like to be scared, but I don't want to think it's real. Same as like why I don't watch MMA, but I will watch professional wrestling. I like to know there's a plan. I like to know there's some humor in it. I don't want it too vivid. You know, it grosses me out. I don't like that. So I like comedy horrors that kind of will make fun of themselves or whatnot. And it's good just that you can sit back, laugh, enjoy it, and not worry too much. Because there's that level of film you're hoping is bad that's not going to be like bad, like, oh my God, this is painful. Oh, I can't watch it. They hurt filmmaking. And then there's that level that's just kind of like, oh my God, that was so bad. That is awesome. You know what I mean? It's a guilty pleasure. And I like that with my horrors, little comedy horrors. So the review of this film, Vampires vs. the Bronx, isn't the kind of movie that you go into expecting it to be a good movie. The title alone sets you up for what's about to happen. You're expecting a cheesy horror comedy with mediocre bad acting, a few scare moments, some laughs, and an hour plus of escapism. In those expectations, this movie delivers. Is it a good movie? No. Is it fun? Hell yes. The film itself is about the Bronx neighborhood of New York City and its gentrification. In real life, this is happening from white people moving into the neighborhood. In this film, it's vampires, who are also white people. The story follows three young boys who live in the Bronx and are bothered by changes happening in their home. The leader of the three is Miguel, played by Jaden Michael, who is attempting to throw a block party to help save a local bodega as it faces ever-increasing rent. Miguel feels like if he can save the bodega, he can save the neighborhood. Save the bodega. Save the world. Okay. The film mixes everyday adventures of these three young men dealing with life in the Bronx with sprinkles of news from different sources indicating that something strange is going on in the neighborhood. People are disappearing. The interesting part of the film, and many films in the horror genre, is how they blend social message in with horror. Some are over the top, like gentrification, and some are a bit more subtle, yet poignant, like the idea of vampires think they can come in and take over the neighborhood because nobody will miss the people there. To them, black people in the neighborhood are invisible, so they make for safe targets, which is a real-life feeling of these kind of in these communities of color. And despite a predictable, lackluster script, it is actually relatable and has a good social commentary. I mean, it's cheesy and dumb. The acting is nothing to write home about, yet I liked it. It's so familiar of a story, it is frightening, but rather calming. It's so familiar of a story, it isn't frightening, but rather calming. You know how this movie is going to go. You just want to see how they get there. You know those films? They're soothing. I was reading about that. That's why you watch the same movies over and over again. It helps alleviate anxiety. And I think I'm realizing that's what it is about some of these predictable movies. That's why we watch them, because even though it is predictable, that's kind of a calming. It's kind of a coping mechanism. So that's why we like them. Like, oh, it was soothing. I knew what was going to happen. It wasn't shocking or anything, you know? The three best things about the film: enthusiastic performances by the kids in the film. Number two, its cheesiness is the appeal of the film. Three, very multi-ethnic. The cast and apparently the writer and director are very, very multicultural. I really appreciate that. It's nice to see at least the horror films doing that, right? That was great. Support that. Support people of color doing films like this movie and, you know, ones that I do. That's it too. the worst. The three worst things about this film. Lots and lots of plot holes, expected. It's really cheesy, expected, but it's also it's the draw too. And three, it's predictable. It's I like predictableness sometimes. I do want to be surprised most of the time, but I was giving, you know, you have to grade this kind of movie on a different scale, right? But it's predictable. And to some degree, that's never fun. The lesson? Gentrification feels like blood-sucking vampires. That's it. Yeah, that's what I think. And then the final word on this film. Watch this movie with low expectations and you'll be pretty happy. The verdict, my 3L system. Now everybody knows it's listened. I've got this 3L system. I only give myself the choice for movies of love it, like it, or lose it. Okay. Those are the three. Love it. That's a movie you leave the theater or this way during the apocalypse called COVID. You finish the film and then you want to go post about it. You want to tell everyone about it. Go watch it. You got to watch this movie. That's what a love it is. You love it so much. Like it as a big array. You know, it can be, you know, I really liked it. It was really good. It just lacked a few couple things that I can't say that I loved it, but you do enjoy it. And all the way down to that movie that you'll, I like it. I'll watch it if it's on. Yeah, that's all right. I won't turn the channel. You can keep it on here right now. Lose It is the ones to not bother with. Don't waste your life. Don't waste. You wasted enough of your life talking about it, whether you should see it or not. And this movie, I'm going to give Vampires versus the Bronx. Ain't like it. Yeah, I liked it. Wasn't great. No, not even close to great. But I did not say Lose It. I will not say I hated this. I guiltily enjoyed parts of this and laughed. I could have gone into more details about this film, but like, it's already so predictable. You're gonna listen to this title and you're gonna like it or not. It's got good social commentary. I will say that. That gives it the like it at least. Instead of just being a cheap vampire film, they actually made some social commentary on it. And I really, really appreciate that. Social commentary. Do it. Okay. On to the next film. Okay. Next one up. 40-year-old version 2020. And not again, it's not 40-year-old virgin by Steve Carell. This is 40-year-old version, written and directed and starring Rada Blank. It's rated R. It's a comedy. 2 hours and 9 minutes. I cannot believe it is that long. Cannot believe it. It flew by. The story. Rada is a down-on-her-luck New York playwright who is desperate for a breakthrough before 40. Reinventing herself as rapper Rodmus Prime, she vacillates between the worlds of hip hop and theater in order to find her true voice. The review. This is a film that everyone approaching middle age can strongly relate to. Rada is a woman at crossroads. Her mother recently passed away and she's spending more time ignoring her brother's calls to help deal with her mother's belongings than she is grieving. But that is the starting point of this film and the unacknowledged springboard to the events of the story. Rada is struggling with her career. She's a playwright that showed a lot of promise when she was younger, even getting chosen as New York City's best 30 under 30 playwrights. But her career never took off like she hoped. She's teaching playwriting instead of doing it. She's struggling to pay her bills and she's not feeling the support she hoped for from a local theater organization. This film hits her as she feels she's hit. This film drops in on her when she's hoping, when she's hitting her last chance at making it, when an incident happens that makes her lose her hopes. It's then that she has a fortuitous moment that gives her the idea of becoming a rapper with a different point of view, speaking what it's like to be nearly 40 years old. It's then that she meets D, a hip-hop beatmaker played by Oswin Benjamin. They begin one of the most fascinating and subtle relationships I've seen on screen in a long time. He's fascinated by her, but plays it amazingly cool. She's drawn to his youth and laid-back approach and appreciates the respect he shows her. Oswin does a fabulous job in this as his debut film role. His performance is understated, interesting, raw, and makes you lean in to see what's going on. He is a great performer with his eyes. I just love actors who are like, their eyes, so much is going on and you can see it in their eyes, you know? Oh, it's wonderful. Rada does a fine job carrying the film as both the actor and director, which has been recognized by the Sundance Film Festival when they awarded her the prize for Best Director. The pacing is very nice. The comedy of the film is on point, and the film feels extra personal. Rada herself says that she is not an actor, but rather a filmmaker, and this will likely be her only time she'll play herself or be the lead in one of her films. She sees herself as a storyteller, and she is definitely an excellent one. One thing I really appreciate in reading about her and the film is that she has no desire to expand the world of this story or have sequels. It is meant to tell this one moment in time and help people watching it, in that they need to know that they are not alone in their feelings of not achieving what they wanted, or grief, or fear of life slipping by too quickly. This is a simple movie that gives a lot of feelings, but wrapped in a somewhat comical approach. The best of this film. I loved its choice of making it a black and white film. That was pretty awesome. Don't see it a lot today. I love that it has a clear point of view. And number three, the story is unique and compelling. I've never seen this as a story, like a version of this. I mean, it's wonderful. Who does that? Playwright to rapper? No, doesn't happen. This, my friends, is what happens when you start booking diverse talent, when you greenlight people with movies that are diverse. You get different stories, and that's the point. And that's what we have to showcase here on Black and a Half, the different stories from diverse voices at times. The three worst things about this film. A couple of plot points are borderline not believable, which doesn't fit the fit of the tone of the movie. The tone of the movie is pretty real. Despite being a comedy, it's rooted in truth. Number two, wanted more backstory on Rada's past with the past rap. I feel like there was more there, and we didn't get it. I want to know why. Okay. All right. And number three, the last one. There's a scene with a female rap battle that really needs some more depth because they were so fascinating. She walks, at one point she's taken to this place. There's a ring, and there's all these different types of people all doing rap battles against each other. And I wanted to know so much about this, the history and what's going on. Oh, it was fascinating. But I wanted more. So give me more. This is the only time you're going to tell the story about it. So I want to hear it. The lesson on the film: tragedies make you question your life choices, but you have to be true to yourself. That's what I got out of this film as a lesson. The final word: a funny and thoughtful film that will make you think about your life choices long after the film is done. On my 3L system, I'm going to give it a love it. That's right. I loved it. I did love it. I thought it was funny. Thought it was on point. I loved the direction. It was so interesting. It was so nice to hear a story that I haven't heard a bunch of times, you know? Because look, if you're going to just do the same story over and over, I'll just watch the silly stuff like Vampires vs. Brooklyn, right? This is a different story than I've heard, and it was impactful. All right. So yeah, there it is. That's the show. Let me sum up for you what it was. We got Vampires versus the Bronx, which I, you know what? What did I say? The film, Vampires might suck, but the film didn't. You know, right? Yeah, I liked it. And then 40-year-old version gets a love it from me. So, and you can check those both out on Netflix now, streaming into your home. And that's it. And I'm out of here in a second here. Thank you so much for listening to the show and supporting us always. Please go rate and like us on Apple Podcasts. I'm Silas Lindenstein. I'll see you next time with a guest. All right. Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Live long and prosper.